WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protesters in Washington, D.C. demanding a ceasefire in Gaza as Israel's prime minister delivered a speech to a joint meeting of Congress. Netanyahu thanking the U.S. for support and denouncing Iran for funding protest groups.
The Israeli prime minister pointed to the gallery where multi-ethnic heroes of the IDF and families of Hamas hostages were sitting. Benjamin Netanyahu told American lawmakers that protesters of Israel's war on Hamas should be ashamed of themselves.
Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib held up a sign which read war criminal. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Tonight, President Biden delivers a nationwide address about his decision to drop out of the presidential race. He's endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as the presumptive nominee. And Donald Trump in North Carolina for a rally, his first since President Biden stepped aside. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An attempted traffic stop that happened late Tuesday night led to a manhunt for a suspect who is thought to be armed and dangerous. According to a news release from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, a Sauk Prairie police officer attempted to stop a red minivan suspected of being driven by an intoxicated driver around 11 p.m. That vehicle drove away, driving recklessly at high speeds on Highway 78. A few minutes later, a Sauk County deputy spotted the minivan on Highway 113 near County Road DL and followed it toward Baraboo. Stop sticks were used southeast of Baraboo on Highway 113 and Water Street near Manchester Road, but the vehicle avoided them and continued north at high speeds, eventually crashing a short distance later. As deputies arrived at the crash scene, the male driver fired gunshots at them before running into a wooded area. One deputy suffered a minor injury during that incident. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, who has yet to be located. Miller is described as a white man with short or shaved brown hair and a medium-length beard. He has ties to the Sauk and Juneau County areas. If anyone has information regarding Miller's location, they are asked to contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office at 608-355-4495 or the Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, as high temperatures climb quite comfortable, right to those upper 70s. Alongside calm north winds, no chances of rain exist today. However, patchy fog may build in overnight, as low temperatures fall to right near 60. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 74.
99.7
Like a video, bam. Devilish one, can I be your man? 99.7 Max FM. Are you one of these people who really believe that this could be your future? One in three Americans believe this. We'll talk about it in 10 minutes. 99.7 Max FM.
And more.
Ninety-nine-seven Max FM.
Only the good die young. send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. You got a brand new soul. And a cross of gold. But Virginia, they didn't give you quite enough. Better, but I said, hey, I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron finishing up the workday today. Are you one of these people? One in three Americans actually believe this. You ready for it? One in three Americans believe they have an idea they think one day could make them wealthy, according to a new poll. From writing a book to a hot stock tip or turning an invention into a product, the survey found that 33% of Americans say they feel that their idea could make waves. Now, I'm not, maybe I'm just not ambitious enough. I mean, I'm in radio, so I'm not getting rich there anyway. But after I looked at the stock market today, I better come up with that big idea, if you know what I mean.
Max FM Sports.
The defense won the day for the third straight day at Packers training camp today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Without quarterback Jordan Love again, the Packers' backup quarterbacks intercepted several times, and that meant more push-ups for the offense at the conclusion of practice. Packers off on Thursday. They'll return to practice on Friday. Brewers trying to close out their series with the Cubs with a victory today. William Contreras drove in the go-ahead run with a double in the top of the ninth at Wrigley. The Brewers trying to close it out in the bottom half. They lead 3-2 over Chicago. Brewers also put outfielder Christian Yelich on the 10-day injured list with lower back inflammation. Yelich says he will see a specialist in the coming days to see what is next. Salt Lake City formally awarded the 2034 Winter Olympic Games following a Wednesday vote by the IOC in Paris. Midwest League last night, Beloit grabbed their series opener from Wisconsin 3-2. Game two of that six-game series is tonight in Beloit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
Your home of Maddie in the morning, 80s, 90s, and more throughout the workday. It's 99.7 Max FM on the Civic Media app. If you open it up on your smartphone, download it first. It's free. It doesn't even take up that much room because we wouldn't do that to you. Civic Media app, you open it up, you find Max FM. You can send us a text message. You can stream us wherever, anytime. Put us onto the background of your cookout this weekend. We don't care. The Civic Media app. And 99.7 Max FM, Pet Shop Boys now.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable. Kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar.
In Western town, a dead end world. The Eastern boys and Western girls. In Western town, a dead end world. The Eastern boys and Western girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters. You get it, if so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option?
In a western town, a dead end world. The eastern boys and western girls.
FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You really want.
So I was just taking a little look, a little look-see inside of our Max FM Big Deal store. If you go to maxfmbigdeals.com, maybe you haven't been to the Children's Museum yet. $6 daily admission passes are only $4 when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. This is something, though, that I've always wanted to try, and I am just about ready to do it. A quality float spa has a $90 gift certificate towards a float session, and you can get it right now. This $90 gift certificate is only $63 when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. Again, you can check out all the different items, including Circus World museum tickets. Normally $92, you can get them for $64. That's an incredible savings. Again, maxfmbigdeals.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high around 80. Heat and humidity building into the weekend, sunny in low 80s Friday, mid 80s for Saturday and Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
99.7.
best 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is David Grant. Get ready for him. He's the radio sheriff, and he's coming in after 5 o'clock. I don't know what that means, but it sounded good. Dave Grantson next, 15-minute music hour for your ride home on the way. Little Blondie right here. It's 99.7 Max FM.